Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
All right, beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Aleph, we are up to Sif Lamed. We are on the top line of page 164. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed, Mutter Loseis Bershus HaRabim B'Tala Soviv Atzavar. The Mechaber says that one is allowed to go out into Rosh HaRabim on Shabbos when he's wearing a talus around his neck. Now that just sounded a shtickle like a stira to what we discussed last night in Sif Chavtes, and that will be addressed shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's first finish the Ramah on Sif Lamed. Afal pi shemaniach tzad yamin al kaseifo shel smol. Even though you place the right side on your left shoulder, the derech lelov shokach, because that is a normal way to wear it. The lohavi elo lehisnaos v'shari. It's only for beautification, and therefore it is mutter. So that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber and the Rambam. The Mechaber says you're allowed to go out of Rosh HaRabim wearing a talus around your neck, and the Rambam says even though you're placing the right side over your left shoulder, that's the normal way to wear it, that's for beautification, and therefore that is permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkoton Kuf Tesvav, and then we'll come back to what we ended with last night, that some say this Rambam really belongs at the end of Sivkhov Tes. We'll see that now in the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Kuf Sivkoton Kuf Tesvav. On the Mechaber that says you can wear a talus around your neck, the Ein Zeh Soser L'Sif HaKodem, this is not a steer to the Sif beforehand. Let's just look back at Sif Chavtes. In Sif Chavtes, the Mechaber said, Hayotze B'Talus Mekupelas Al Kaseifa. If a person goes out with a talus folded on his shoulders, Tahainu Shela'acha Shenesona Al Rosho, after he places a talus on his head, Magbia Shule Al Kaseifa, he then wraps around the rest of the talus around his shoulders, so the Mechaber there said, you're Chayv Chatos. So there it's over your head and it's over your shoulders, you're Chayv Chatos, and here the Mechaber says, you're allowed to go out with the talus just around your neck. So it sounds like a shtickle stira. So explains the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkoton Kuf Tesvav. The Ein Zeh Soser L'Sif HaKodem. This is not a stira. The Mairi B'Medino Shenogu Lotzeis Kein B'Chol B'Batehem. What we're discussing over here in Sif Lamed is where the minog was in these places that they would go out during the week in their houses. They had a talus wrapped around their neck, and therefore it's mutter. V'lochein mutter afilu b'mekupol munah savavatzavar. Therefore, even if it's folded up and it is wrapped around one's neck, it is mutter to go out that way on Shabbos. That's a normal way to wear it in those places. The derech malvush husham. That's a regular way of wearing that garment in those places. And it's very similar to the case of a sudur of a scarf that we're going to see later in Mirza Hashem in Sif Lamed Aleph. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the apparent stira between the Mechaber and Sif Chavtes and the Mechaber and Sif Lamed. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Umashe Kosov Bahago, that which the Rama writes over here, Afal Pi, that even though you place the right side over your left shoulder, that's a normal way to wear it and that's going to be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikoma Shayach Lesov Sif Chavtes VeKanal. That Rama does not belong in this Sif. That Rama really belongs in Sif Chavtes. So before we plug it back into Sif Chavtes, I'd like to just see the Sharatzion over here in Sivkoton Kuf Lamed Vav, where he explains why this Rama doesn't really belong over here. So says the Sharatzion, what added chiddush is the Ramah saying over here? The Ramah seems to be saying an added leniency. That afal pi, even though you're doing this, it's also going to be okay. Sounds like he's coming to add on a kula. Says the Chavetz Chaim, my rabusahu lahatir bofenzeh. What kind of kula is he adding on over here? Yoser rabusahu lahatir kisheinu ma'atev klal. It's a bigger chiddush to say what the Mechaber is saying, where you're not wrapping it around your shoulder at all, rak munachas kach al kesefo saviv tzavaru, where it's just going around your neck. So the Ramah seems to be adding on a chiddush to the Mechaber, but really the Mechaber's case is a bigger chiddush, and it's okay just around your neck. The Ramah is saying you flip it over your shoulder, so the Ramah doesn't seem to be adding anything to the Mechaber, so that's what the Achronim are bothered by. The Inbo Lomar Didafka Bofen Zeh, and if the Ramah is coming to say specifically in this way, Lo Hayo Lo Lomar Beloshon Afal Pi, he shouldn't have said Afal Pi. So what the Achronim are bothered by over here is the Lashon of the Ramah, the Afal Pi, seems to be adding on a leniency, but really what the Mechaber is saying is more lenient over here. Because the Ramah is saying that you're putting the right side, you're flipping it over your left shoulder. The Mechaber is saying that you're just wrapping it totally around your neck, even that's 100% fine. So what's the Ramah adding on? Afal Pi, even though you're throwing it over your shoulder, You're not adding a bigger chiddush than the mechaber. So therefore, the Achronim explained, and this is what we saw last night. It's a katan kuf yudalud, where the Mishabur writes in the last line on page Pei-Bez, Kan shayach hagodes sif shacharzeh. Over here at the end of Sif Chavtes, it's applicable to say the Ramah from Sif Lamed. That is in the Biragola and the Olo Shabbos. So let's see again Sif Chavtes and explain how the Ramah is adding a chiddush to Sif Chavtes. In Chavtes, as we just pointed out, the Mechaber says you can place one who goes out with a talus over his head, and then he flips the rest of the talus, he folds it up, and he wears it over his shoulders. He's chayv achatas. That's an Issa Daraisa. But the Mechaber continues in Chavtes and writes, Avalim eino mekupelos al kaseifav. But if he's not folding up the whole thing over his shoulders, ela mishul shelas birochva lemata mikaseva, but rather it hangs down below his shoulders. That's mutter. Shemi achar shu misate betaliso miskaseva kaseva vegufo. Since now it's covering his shoulders and his body, it was a machlokas one. So we saw the mishmur last night. If it has to be the robe of his body or just part of his body, but lemaisa is covering part of his body. Afal pisha miskaser ktsas milamata. Even though you're shortening it a little bit at the bottom and you're lifting it up a little bit towards your shoulders, that is going to be mutter. That way a person is able to put on his talus that way, lifting it up a little bit higher towards his shoulders, but it's really covering part of his body, and he can wear his coat over it, and he can go to shul. On that, the Ramah say, that the Achronim say, the Ramah is adding on, even though you're flipping over the bottom of the right side over your left shoulder, that's also going to be okay. Even that's okay. So even though the Mechaber is saying, because you're having it on your body, that's why it's okay, because it's not just on your shoulders, it's hanging down, it's going to be okay. Zot Ramah, an added kula. Even if you take it and you flip it over your shoulder, even that is going to be okay. Afal pisha, mini atzad yamin, al kaseifo shal smol, that's the derech lelov shal kach, velo havi elu lesnos v'shari. So the Achronim explained that this Ramah belongs over there, because he's adding on a kula to what the Mechaber says in Sif Chavtes. But based on what the Mechaber says in Sif Lamed, the Ramah is not adding on any chiddush, fakir. The Mechaber is more lenient, and therefore it doesn't apply over here. That is the first understanding of the Achronim and the first half of Sivkatan Kuftes Vav. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm back on 164 in Sivkatan Kuftes Vav, halfway down. Ubibir Hagura Mashma Shemefarish. The Gura is Mashma that he explains Siflamit differently. The Mashakasa Bishulchanorach Batalush Esavivat Savar. We explained it till now that you're just wrapping your talus fully around your neck. The Gra doesn't understand the Mechaber that way. That's not the pshat. Hainu, sheshnei tzidei ha'elyon hayom mikubatz umunach saviv hatzavar. The two upper sides of the talus, that's what's wrapped around your neck. Aval shulea tachton, but the backside, all the way on the bottom, shema'achareha hayom mishul shalamata. You're wearing a regular talus. From the backside, it looks like you're wearing a talus. Just you're wrapping the front flaps in the front around your neck. That's what the Mechaber was saying, that you're wearing the talus really in the regular way. You're just wrapping around the front parts around your neck. So that the Ramah's adding on, the afal pisha menia tzad yamin al kaseifo shel smol gam kein shari. Even if you place the right side on your left shoulder, not clear exactly what he means by that, but that also is a mimutter. Mishum de derech lelov shel kach v'hu lesnos. It's the normal way to wear it, and that is for beauty. Ulefi perusho shayot din ze gam v'nir seino. According to this pshat, it will apply even our bedinos. So if you look back at the last line of the page before, in the brackets, the Mishabur wrote that the Biragola and the Ola Shabbos are the ones that say that the Ramah from Lamed belongs by Chavtes, Ulepirish Agrosh and Nitlev Lakamon, and the Pirish Agrosh, which we're going to write later on, which we just read, Hahago al Makomo Medes, then the Ramah of Sif Lamed does make sense to be on Sif Lamed. So it's basically depending how you learn the Mechaber in Lamed. If you learn the Mechaber that it's Mamish just the talus draped around your neck, the Ramah doesn't make sense over there, because the Ramah seems to be adding on a kula, it's not a kula. But if you learn the Mechaber in Sif Lamed, like the Gra, that the talus in the back is really worn the regular way over your body, just the top part is around your neck, so then the Ramah is adding on that if you throw the right side over your left shoulder, that's also going to be okay, that's a normal way to wear it, that just lifts nose, and that's going to be mutter. Let's look at a bir halacha over here on page 164. Betalis saviv atzavar. So says the Bir Alocha, I am b'Magen Avram, the mashma da'afilu b'talas mitzvah. The Magen Avram says this is not only talking about a talas like a garment, it's talking about a regular talas with strings attached, our regular talasim, a talas shel mitzvah. V'ayim b'primigodim she'es orer. And look in the primigodim, he brings up from this Magen Avram, diya iser b'shvil ha'tzitzis. Forget the talus of wearing it outside. Maybe that's not a problem. That's a garment. But what about the strings? Da'afilu im nomar de derech levishahu. Even if you say that for the garment it's derech levisha, mikomokom eino chayev betzitzis bali chazo. If you're wearing it the way most achrim are understanding the mechaber, you're wearing it just around your neck. So it's like a scarf. A scarf is not chayev in tzitzis. So how are you going outside? Shkoyach, you're going out with a scarf. Beside the scarf, it's okay. But how are you having all these strings attached? The strings themselves should be considered a masui on Shabbos when it's not chayev in tzitzis. Mikomokom eino chayev betzitzis bali chazo. The way you're wearing it, you're not chayev in tzitzis. Duhu eino ato ksus aguf. The way you're wearing it, it's not as a garment of the body. V'haviyat tzitzis masui. And therefore, frek the prim begodim on the Magen Avram, if you're learning it that it's a regular talus with the strings, so then why aren't the strings a problem of carrying outside? I understand the way you're wearing the talus is like a scarf. That might be okay. But mitzad the strings, it should be a problem. Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'yeish lomar de tzitzis noy hein labeged. We could answer that the strings are considered a beauty of the garment. V'dumya de laila. Just like on Friday night, the mutter leilich afa gav she'enu chayev oz betzitzis. Every Friday night, we're walking outside without an air of wearing tzitzis. How are you wearing tzitzis? You're not chayev in tzitzis at night. If you're not chayev in tzitzis at night, so shkoyach the garment is a garment, so that you're allowed to wear. But how are you allowed to have the strings? Elamah, the strings are a beautification of the garment. So the same way that Friday night, when it's Shabbos, we're going out without an Erev, we have strings attached to our talus, we're wearing tzitzis, and that's okay, because it's noy of the garment. So here also, when you're wearing it around your neck, although you're not chayv in tzitzis, the strings would be okay for carrying, because that's also considered a beautification. Ukamoshe kasav Magen Avram b'simen yud gimel, like the Magen Avram explains way back in Simen yud gimel. The lo dummy le sif lamed ches, this is not similar to what we're going to see shortly in sif lamed ches, the daito alei and lahashim, that's when you have plans of changing on the tzitzis, as we'll see, ayin shum. But that's what the Bir Alocha explains, why the strings that are attached to the talus, of either Magen Avram, are not a problem, even though the Prima Gadon brought up an issue, it's not necessarily going to be a problem, it could be, it's 100% fine. Says the Mechaber Vaiter sif lamed aleph. Hayotze mu'utuf betaliso. A person is going out on Shabbos wrapped in his talis, v'kiplo mikanu mikan biyado, and he folds it up on both sides in his hands, o al kesefo, or on his shoulders. So im niskavin lekabetz knofav kedei shelo yikaru, if his kavon and lifting up the bottom of the talis is so that the bottom shouldn't rip, o kedei shelo yislach lechu, or shouldn't get dirty, usser. It's usser to be carrying it in your hands or over your shoulders that way outside on Shabbos, so there's no eruv. The imkibtzam lehisnos, but if you gather the sides and the bottoms just to make it look nicer, the imkibtzam lehisnos bo kiminug ansha mokom b'malbusham, you're doing it because that's the way people normally wear it, and therefore it's a way of noi, so then it's mutter. V'hani mili b'taliso shalahem. This is talking about their talisos, which is like our talis that we wear on Shabbos. Shahoyu yuriya achas murubas. It was one square piece of material, like our talisim that we wear nowadays. That's when that applies. Avo malbushim didon. But our garments, this is referring really to a frak, not a talis. It's more of a beged. It's more of a malbush that you're wearing. Kishu lavash b'hen, when you are wearing it, umotzi yada misocha, and your hands are coming out from it, mutter litfos ktsasan biyado, then you are allowed to pick up the edges with your hands, ulahagbiyam, and to raise the part of the bottom of the garment upwards, kedei shelo yislach lechu shula betit. So the bottom of your frock should not get dirty, or your coat should not get dirty in the cement or the mud, o kedei shelo yakvu lalechas, or it shouldn't be hard to walk. So here the Mechaber is assessing two cases. One is for our purposes, one is a talus and one is a long coat. So when it comes to the talus, the Mechaber says, if you're lifting up the talus so it shouldn't get dirty, it shouldn't rip, that's not allowed, that's called carrying. If you're lifting it up, because that's the way people wear it, that it's for beautification, so then it's mutter. But when it comes to a coat that you have that's longer, and then you're wearing it in a normal way as a coat, and you're lifting it up off the ground so it shouldn't get ruined, or so you shouldn't be unable to walk, so then that would be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Tes Zayin. If he was niskavin lekabetz knafav, if he was intending by gathering the corners, Hainu, Shenotal Shnei Haketzavo Shelofonov Ulaachrov Letzad Yamin, that he gathered the two corners, the front and the back on the right side, V'chein Shel Tzad Smol, the front and the back on the left side, he gathers the two sides with his two hands, V'kiplon, and he folds them, V'higbion Al Yadu, and he raises it up onto his hands, O'al Kesefo, where he raises it all the way up over his shoulders. That's what we're discussing over here. The low dummy l'sivchav test, this is not similar to what we discussed last night, and we mentioned it tonight as well, in sivchav test, the hason kol shulei hatalus shela achrov mikupeles umunach ha-kasefo. There we said it was a problem, the talus was over your head, and the rest was wrapped around your shoulders. That's when we said, it's an isur d'orais, your chai v'chatus. Masha'in kein hocha, which is not the case over here, it's not the whole talus being wrapped around your shoulders, d'rak ha-ketzavos mikupolim. It's tafka, the corners that are folded up, umunach al-kasefov, and they're being thrown over your shoulder, but it's still hanging down on your body. Ulahochi rak isura ika velochiva. That's why we're saying over here it's only an iser, meaning an iser derabbanan. It's not a chiv, it's not a deraisa. Vegam tolu bekavana. So, and since again it's only derabbanan, that's why it's telling ya kavana. Again, it's sifchav test. We said it's an iser deraisa. That's where the talus is over your head, and the rest of the talus is wrapped around your shoulders. That's where it's going to be an iser deraisa, and it said it's a chiyuva. Over here, although you're grabbing the sides and the front and the back on both sides and lifting up, maybe throwing it over your shoulders, but it's still covering your body, and therefore it wouldn't be a daraisa, at most it would be a darabanan, and then we could be handling what exactly your intention is. Sekoton kufir zayin. Aval malbushim didon, but our garments, a frock or stama, a long Shabbos coat, so then we said it's more lenient. The reason is, dakati nisho olav etzem habege derech malbush, since you're wearing a coat, so even if you lift at the bottom so it shouldn't get dirty or it shouldn't be hard to walk, you're still wearing the rest of the coat, derech malbush. It's a regular way of wearing a garment. Umashma brachronim, the afal pikein ein lahokel elebe magbiak tas. Still, when you are lifting up your coat, you should only lift it up a little bit. Like you're folding over your coat, it should only be done a little bit. But don't lift it up a lot. Ulasitam tachas hazroa, all the way, I'm putting it under your arms. That's already a problem. Danasa kamarzev, that's making it like a spout. That's discussed in the Gemara. And therefore, that will be more problematic. But to lift it up a little bit so it shouldn't get dirty, that is mutter. Sivkoton kuf yudches, umotzi yoda mitocha, your hands are coming out from within it. You're wearing it as a regular garment. Mashma de kishenu motzi yodam mitocham. It's mashma if you're not wearing it the regular way that your hands are coming out of it. Kigon. Mentalik shel noshim. Oshul mantel shel ashkenazim. These special kinds of garments that you don't wear them in a normal way. They're just over you. Then osur lahagbiyam. It is forbidden to lift them up from being too low down. Delav derech malbushu. Since your arms are not in them, you're not wearing it as a regular malbush, and therefore that is problematic. Umikomokom nira. Still, it appears the ein lahachmir el hagbia harbe. Again, it will only be a problem over here if you lift it up too much. Avalo maat kedeshlo yislach lech. If you're only lifting up it a little bit, so it shouldn't get dirty, that would not be a problem. Dayin derech levishahu. Still, that is considered derech levisha because these garments, that's the way they are normally worn. We will stop here and continue next time. Amir Tzashem with Sif Lamed Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.